I was lucky enough to embark on an epic 5-week European adventure. And while I was away, I jotted down some memories, my thoughts, what I was feeling. And here now for you, I have 5 excerpts from my European diary. Sit back, relax, and enjoy a little taste of my European adventure.
Dear Diary, Day 1, London to Paris. It's finally time. My Europe adventure is underway. I'm up bright and early to meet the rest of the group. Some Welsh, a Brit, a Canadian, a Kiwi, a Korean, and Aussies. I'll be honest, I'm a little under the weather. Okay, hungover. I want to make sure the first impression is the best one. Hi, I'm Dane. That's all I had. As we arrived in Dover for our ferry to Calais in France, I needed something. Something delicious. A bacon and egg something or other. I find a Burger King.
Get to Burger King.
That's a Hungry Jack's. And came across a worker called Dino. He couldn't be any slower in what he was doing. Not only that, the only thing resembling what I wanted was called a big beefy. 2 patties, tomato, and other stuff. Somewhat semi-almost delicious. Okay, I didn't finish it. Anyway, the moral of the story, Dino isn't a very hard worker. Wow, Europe, off to a cracking start. Dane, XOXO. Dear Diary, Day 3, Paris. Bonjour, je m'appelle Dane. Snails and stuff. We're in the city of love. Wow, it's somewhat smelly. And if that's what love smells like, I'm glad I'm single. The architecture is beautiful. And the Louvre, magnificent. The Mona Lisa is no bigger than an A4 bit of paper, though. It's got some masterpiece on it, of someone that no one knows who it is. And why isn't she smiling? Leonardo da Vinci? He's kidding himself. The Eiffel Tower, the symbol of Paris. We pushed in to get to the top. The line was massive, so Singo jumped the queue, so we all followed. I felt terrible, till I saw the view and forgotten everything. One other thing about Paris, pickpockets, everywhere, and signs warning you about them. So I thought, if you can't beat them, join them, and I have a new profession. I'm an amateur pickpocket. Dane, XOXO. Dear Diary, Day 12, Venice to Austria. Sleeping on the bus is becoming more and more difficult. It seems Katie from Wales has it in for me. She just won't let me get a little sneaky shut-eye. First, I was leaning my head on my arm and she knocked it out. Massive head nod. Strike one. Second, I had just fallen asleep and she thought it would be a good idea to grab and shake my seat and yell, earthquake! I actually thought I was in one. That's strike two. Thirdly, I had the opportunity to lie down across a couple of seats. Very comfortable. The next thing I know, I was on the ground. The driver of the bus had braked suddenly. I know that's not Katie's fault directly, but she's getting the strike anyway. Strike three. The lesson? Never fall asleep around Welsh people. Dane. XOXO. Dear Diary. Day 20. London. End of tour. I can't believe how quick those 20 days have gone. Felt like yesterday I was getting on the bus and I was just introducing myself. Hi, I'm Dane. Can't believe that's all I had. 10 countries down. France, Switzerland, Monaco, Italy, Vatican City, Austria, Czech Republic, Germany, Netherlands and Belgium. And numerous nicknames. Jesse, Jade Osmos, Welshie, Coxie, Singo, Big Man, Jero, Tuscan Drunk, Pharrell, Bananas, T-Dog, Abster, Blue Jay, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Lil Big Man, Carl's, Ant, V, Willie, Cat, Silky, Owen the bus driver, and Ruta, our tour guide. And not to mention the memories. Ah, the memories. High five fist bumps, hallway parties, sleeping selfies, timeouts, the quiet nights out that are never that quiet because of the Big Man snoring. Oh, and the cities, sights, and experiences were amazing too. But it's time to say goodbye, ciao, au revoir to my new friends, and Guten Tag Oktoberfest! Prost! Dane, XOXO. Dear Diary, Day 1, Oktoberfest. One of the main reasons for this adventure. Oktoberfest. Beer, pork knuckle, beer, sausages, singing, dancing, beer, ladies carrying 10 steins, rides, and beer. Have I mentioned that yet? It's early, about 6:45 a.m, and I'm walking through the gates and I can't wipe the smile from my face. We head for the Hofbrau tent, the party tent. But the doors won't open till 9, but when it's 9, it's a stampede for a table. It's like running of the bulls. No seat, no service. Luckily, I ran into an old friend, Singo, and nabbed a seat next to her and her friends. Then it's another wait, 3 hours till the first keg is tapped. I'm getting very thirsty. And then it's 12. Roast! The keg is tapped and liter steins are flowing and flowing, and there's dancing and chickens and dancing and steins. And I check my watch, it's only 2:30 in the afternoon and I'm cooked. So what do? Rides, spinny rides, roller coasters in my very first haunted house, which I handled really, really well. Ask anyone I was with. I wasn't scared. Oh, Munich, how I love you. But I'll see more of you tomorrow when I get a good night's sleep, because I was in bed at 7:30. Dane, XOXO.
Carly and Dane, Star FM.